individuals from the following offices participated in the review and also the suggestions of how we needed to structure an overarching program of protection. So we had members of the task force consisting of myself, Donna, Tom, as well as other individuals from the University Ethics Office, our Equal Opportunity offices on each campus, our campus human resource offices, student affairs offices, university legal counsel. We also had our university police departments on the three campuses participate, individuals from the provost office, and even athletics. We also then, at the very end, worked with an outside legal firm recommended by university counsel, Franzik Redelec, to review our proposals and make sure that everything hung together and was synchronous across our three campuses and the overarching policies that I'm going to tell you about here. Next slide, please. So to give you an overview, we have essentially some revised policies and two new university policies. And I'll start with the first being the University of Illinois Statement on Sex Discrimination, Sexual Harassment, and Sexual Misconduct. And this is a statement that was adopted a while ago by the President's Cabinet several administrations ago, and we updated this policy to strengthen it, make it a little bit more comprehensive, as well as incorporate some new language that was recommended to us by outside counsel in order to comply with Title IX of the Educational Amendments Act. So that has been done. We also have a new policy that we're calling Prohibition of Sex Discrimination, Sexual Harassment, and Sexual Misconduct, and Related Activities and Education Programs. And essentially, that new policy says that each U of I campus will maintain and broadly disseminate a comprehensive written policy. And each campus already does, so that's not new, but we now have this overarching policy that spells that out and sets